This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, say it ain't so. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you already have a really bad reputation, does that prevent you from suing for libel? This case involved the book Blonde Ambition, The Untold Story Behind Anna Nicole Smith's Death by Rita Cosby. A number of allegations were made in the book against Howard Stern, that's the lawyer, not the radio talk show host, who started out as Smith's lawyer and ended up being romantically involved with her. Rita's book claimed there was a videotape of Stern having a homosexual encounter with another of Anna Nicole's boyfriends, that he regularly offered Anna Nicole for sex to other men, and that he was involved in the deaths of Smith and her son. Stern sued for libel, and Rita's defense was interesting. She argued that Stern's reputation was already so bad it couldn't be further damaged, with much of what was said in the book having already appeared in tabloids. But the court ruled that few reputations are so tarnished they cannot sustain further damage, and further, some of what Rita wrote differed substantially from previous coverage. So the trial against Rita will proceed, and if your defense to libel is that somebody is libel-proof, you're liable to be in big trouble. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.